This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Hey guys, it's Eric Nam and welcome to the K-pop DevOps show. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are doing safe and healthy. I'm currently in Los Angeles. I am in an Airbnb. I'm kind of locked away in isolation because we're not supposed to do anything to move. So I'm quarantined away. And because of that, I haven't been able to shoot any podcasts or get some content out. I'm working on it. We're getting recorders, we're getting some cameras set up, and hopefully I'll have some stuff over to you guys for the K-pop DevOps show very soon. But do not worry, because in the meantime, we have some guest host. Yay! We had some of my friends fill in for me as guest host while I was on tour. Now, as you guys know, because of the COVID-19 coronavirus situation, some of my shows have been canceled, and a lot of the plans that we had had have fallen kind of through. Yeah, that's just the reality of the situation, but it's okay. So these episodes, they were originally recorded under the presumption that I was still going to be on tour. So you'll hear my friends saying that I'm on tour and they're filling in for me, but that's not exactly the case, but they're still filling in for me. So thank you so much to my guest host. Thank you so much for taking part and for covering for me. Hope you guys enjoy this episode with my friends, and stay tuned for more updates from K-Pop Taebak, a lot more shows on Dive Studios. We're going to get more content out as we are all going through this new uncertain times of reality. But everybody, most importantly, please stay safe. Please stay healthy. Do not leave your house if you can. We need to stay healthy. We need to protect those around us and prevent the spread of this virus. So everybody, praying for you. Pray for me. We're going to get through this together. Be happy, be healthy, and enjoy this episode of K-Pop DevOps. I'll see you soon. Bye.
What's up, guys? You're listening to K-Pop DevOps with Kevin Woo. Hey, guys. This is Kevin Woo, and I am taking over Eric's spot today. Woo! Yes, the moment you've all been waiting for. Just kidding. No, this is very weird because I watch K-pop DevOps with Eric Nam, you know, on YouTube, and I listen to podcasts, and I was even on the show with Jimin last time, but it's weird to like be here taking over Eric's spot because like that's a lot of pressure. But no, it'll be fun. The reason why I'm here is because Eric is on tour right now in the States, and he asked me to fill in for his show for a few episodes, and I was like, why not? And if it goes well, I'll just take over the whole thing. She's like, No, because like fans have been asking like, hey, Jimin got her own podcast, Jay got his podcast, and like now where's Kevin Woo's podcast? And I'm like, I didn't get a call from Eric. So I'm like, butthurt. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Eric. But yeah, since Eric is gone for tour, I will take care of his show for a few episodes, and he's been like doing back-to-back shows in the States. And Eric, if you're watching, like, I don't know how you do it, and I hope your back's okay, because from all those body rolls you've been doing on tour, dang, man, I was like, who dat? But yeah, Eric, I got your back, so I'll just, yeah, just give the show to me. Just kidding. Those of you who don't know who I am, which if you don't, I'll be pretty disappointed. I debuted in a group called UKISS in 2008. And also, I hosted Arirang's After School Club with Eric Nam for 4 years, ever since 2014. So yeah, I would say like I'm a K-pop veteran now. It's weird to say that because, you know, it's already been over 10 years and like I'm considered old K-pop. I don't want to say it with my own mouth, but like when I look up my own songs, like the UKISS songs on playlists, it's considered old K-pop. Like why? Why? Each episode we have on this show, we will have a theme and feature a few songs that fit under that theme before getting into the more depth into that song. And later we'll be dipping our toes into the K-pop DevOps Discord. And if you're not on it, get on it. All right. Okay. So today's theme is Meet Kevin Woo. And I feel like that's a very appropriate theme for my first episode because, like I said, I'm sure most of you guys are familiar with who I am, of course, right? But for those of you who don't know my music yet, I want to kind of introduce you to, you know, what I've been through in the K-pop world and also one of my solo songs. So yeah, I'll go straight into it. The first song that I chose for you guys is called Neverland by UKISS. There are so many songs that represent UKISS, such as Manman Honey or Bingle Bingle or 0330 or Stop Girl. But like, I chose Neverland because it's one of my personal favorites. Yeah, I mean, with this song, I feel like UKISS kind of gained more overseas popularity. I think the song and also the dance and also the fact that YouTube was getting big at that time had a lot to do with it. When we released this music video, it got like almost 10 million in a few months, which was really crazy at that time because right now 10 million, everyone gets 10 million, it feels like, like easily. But like at that era, like 10 million was a big deal. Neverland, I think also the EDM sound, the whole pop, like dance track, that kind of vibe clicked with the global audience. The song was one of my personal favorites because it was so fun to perform on tour. There was like this fan chant where, you know, in the chorus it goes, Neverland. Yeah, it was like a crowd pleaser and like, oh, it brings out so many memories. But yeah, I hope you guys get to listen to it again. And yeah, I think this is the song that represents UKISS the most. Since this song is such a throwback, I feel like you guys should check out the music video again and leave in the comments that like Kevin sent me here. And like, oh, I'm listening to again in 2020. The whole music video was very, very intense. Like we had a lot of makeup on, a lot of guyliner. And also the choreo was very, very like like very hard. Very, very intense. I recall some of the members actually went to the hospital because of this choreo. It was that difficult because there were moves where like we would jump. We would like, it was like nonstop dancing. And then we would like fall on the floor, like get back up, kneel down. And then like, I remember, I think Suhyun it was. He was like singing the high note at the end. Like, yeah, it goes like, whoa, yeah. And then like after that, he like almost fainted. His eyes rolled back while he was doing the next choreo. This song was not good for our health, but definitely it was one of our favorite songs to perform, you know, on tour. That brings back a lot of memories, good and the bad. And please check it out if you have the chance. So I want to go on to the next song that describes who I am as a solo artist now. For those of you who haven't been following up with my recent activities, please follow my Instagram, my Twitter, my YouTube, everything, and my Spotify, all my accounts on the streaming platforms. The first song that I want to introduce to you guys is called Ride Along, which was my solo debut song.
You look tired. I take it the caffeine toothpaste and adrenaline face serum aren't working? Well, maybe you should ask Santa for a Nectar mattress this year. Ho, ho, ho. And if the big guy brings you another unicorn finger puppet, don't worry, because mattresses start at just $499, and you get $399 in accessories thrown in, as well as a 365-night home trial and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com today.
I am very proud of this song. It's like my little baby. I wanted to release a song that described me like my personality. I feel like this song is it's a very upbeat dance track, and it has very catchy melodies, and you know, the whole dance is very easy to dance along to. And even the music video, I co-produced it, which was shot in San Diego, California. And California, which is my home state. And I felt like it, the vibes of like the beach, palm trees, like the amusement park, you know, vibrant colors. That's really like Kevin Wu. And I felt like I really portrayed that side of me with this song. This song was produced by Ryan Jun, which also produced a lot of our UKIS tracks, such as Neverland and Stop Girl. And he's a very well-known K-pop producer. And I was happy to work with him on this track because I was very comfortable working with him in the studio again. He knows me very well. And, you know, it's just very easy to work with someone that knows you and knows your potential. So yeah, please check out Ride Along if you haven't, and also the music video, which is on YouTube, and subscribe and like and comment on my YouTube. Self-promo, no shame. What else about this song? I've performed it so many times, like all over Asia, like Japan, you know, and also in my first US tour, and also at KCON, this song was the response was just unbelievable. I got to perform this song at the Madison Square Garden in New York, and that was such an unforgettable experience for me. Yeah. I mean, I didn't have any hesitation whatsoever with this song. I felt like, you know, I felt really good with it. And yeah, I mean, there wasn't really any other debut track that I would have chosen if it wasn't for Ride Along. Dancing is my thing. I've been dancing for the past, you know, 10 plus years. And working with a dance crew, which, you know, that I'm very close to in the States, it was really fun. The whole shoot was so easy, very smooth. It didn't even feel like I was working, honestly. I felt like I was just like playing. But one thing that was embarrassing was, so like I said, I shot it at an amusement park called Belmont Park in San Diego. We got the permission to shoot it at the park, but we didn't get to rent it out. Like it was still running as like a regular working hours. So there were a lot of people there. And for me to like do a, you know, dance choreo, kind of like a flash mob in the middle of a theme park, it was quite, I don't know. I mean, I've done that before, but like it was just very like nerve-wracking because there were people that don't even know me, and there are people that, you know, just want to go on with their day, and they're like, who is this guy like just taking over this whole spot? But once the music came on and like and I was dancing, everyone was very interested, and they were like gathering around the shoot, and it was so cute because I remember there was like a group of boys, and they at that time, like K-pop was just starting to get really big. This was like 2 years ago. And then they were like, oh my God, this is BTS. And after the shoot, they were like, oh my God, like, are you BTS? And I'm like, oh, no, but close. Like, I'm in K-pop. But they still wanted a sign and they like wanted a picture and everything. And I felt like that was so cute. Just to like, you know, get the K-pop name out there and to show what we do in K-pop. Very, very proud moment for me. So there's one more song that I want to introduce to you guys. And this song is called Beautiful Day by me. This is a very chill, easy listening, medium tempo ballad, I would say. This is my first Korean release after becoming a solo artist. And I wanted to choose this song because after Ride Along, like, you know, after showing, you know, my dance moves, like upbeat, like EDM side of my musical, you know, genre, I wanted to show fans and Korea like a bit more of what my vocals sound like, my vocal tone, something that's not too processed or like heavily like produced, you know? Beautiful Day, I usually like listening to these kind of songs, especially when I drive, when I'm at a cafe or like when I'm moving from, you know, from here to there in a car or in a plane. It kind of like calms me down, and that's what I want this song to do to the listeners. And the message that, you know, that this song has, I feel like it could really just boost someone's mood because it's called Beautiful Day. I recommend people listening to the song in the morning or on their way to work, in the car. And yeah, it's a very feel-good song. Hope you guys check that out as well. It's weird to say from my own mouth, but like, I'm a pretty gentle, sweet guy. So this song kind of fits my personality. So yeah, those were my top three songs that I wanted to introduce to you guys that were about me. For future music, I'm working on a few songs with a few close producers. I'm working on a lot of English tracks these days. I want to release more international music now that, you know, I see my potential and I know that I have a global audience. And of course, English is my native language, so I feel more comfortable, you know, writing music in English and expressing my emotions and what I'm going through music that way. So hopefully I get to write more music on my own. I haven't produced everything yet in terms of writing music. I haven't, you know, produced like a full song, but I'm learning and I want to hopefully make a song that is produced fully by me someday. So hopefully you guys could, you know, keep an eye out on my future activities. All right. So there are a few questions that I received from the fans, and I'll go ahead and read some of them. There's a question that kind of stood out to me from Spectra Blue. The question is, what's Kevin's most fun and most embarrassing experiences meeting idol seniors? Like at music shows or other events. The most fun, I would say, meeting idol seniors is, yeah, meeting my idols, you know? Especially when I'm Korean-American, so I've listened to K-pop at such a young age, and there were no chances for me to meet them in person. But debuting in a K-pop group and finally being able to, like, see them in person, like, that was, like, it was my first time feeling like starstruck. And that's when I met Rain Sunbinim, P Sunbinim. And that's because he was just like, he had this like aura around him, like this like force field that like kind of like made me feel so intimidated. Because he's a really tall guy. And I remember he was just so nice to us. He was like, oh, like I've heard of you guys. Like you guys are doing so great. And like he even gave us like his CD, which I still have in my room till this day. Okay, most embarrassing? Oh. No, this isn't embarrassing. This is kind of like, I got like scared. Because, you know, like for music programs, a lot of idols, like, you know, they have to shoot these shows every day of the week and we get no sleep at all. So I think during one show, I was like really sleepy. And I wasn't, like, paying attention. Like, I was just, like, in zombie mode. And then we had to inset to, like, all these artists. But I didn't know one of them was, like, our senior idol. They were, like, super junior somebody. And I think I was sleepy and I didn't inset properly. And then, they didn't tell me at the spot. But, like, now I'm really close to like most of the members, like Yesung Hyung and like, you know, all these Hyungs. And then they tell me now that they remember like them meeting me in the rating room. And they're like, why are you so like, you know, impolite? And I'm like, oh my God, me? Like, no, don't get me wrong. And I was like, why? What did I do? And he was like, you didn't inset to us. And I'm like, oh shoot. So yeah, that was a very like, shocker for me because I always inset so well to everyone, even to my junior idols. So yeah, I'm just like, okay, I gotta wake up, even though I'm sleepy, and insta to everyone. Yeah. But yeah, if you're watching, Yesungyeong, I'm so sorry. Yesungyeong. But it's all good now. There's a few more questions. There's one good one. Okay. Oh, from the same person. Kevin, what is the best piece of advice you've received? It's from my dad. He's always been so supportive of what I do. He's been such a supportive dad through thick and thin. I remember one advice where he said, like, isn't it hard being like an idol? Like, you know, like 힘들지. And he's like, I was like, oh, like, of course, but it's fine. Like, why? And he's like, yeah, it's not hard being in the spotlight and like trying to be someone that the fans or people around you expect you to be. Up until now, you've been such a good boy. You've done everything that, you know, the company told you. You've done everything that the fans wanted you to be. But he's like, I feel like now, be you. Being true to yourself and being true to your fans and to your music and how you live. He said, those fans will follow for you for who you are. And not just the Kevin Wu from UKISS that they want you to be. And I felt like that took a lot of pressure off of me because I've always felt like I've had to portray a certain image or like be a goody two-shoe. Yeah, with all those stereotypes and like just the way I live my life, I felt like that was such a great advice from my dad. So thank you, Dad. All right, well, I guess I'm done with my first episode of K-Pop Daebak with Kevin. Woop woop. That was pretty fast. I didn't know it's already the end of the first episode. But thank you guys for tuning in. And hopefully that was a good episode for you guys to, you know, get a glimpse of who I am as an artist. And please check out more of my music since that was not all of my music. So please check out my Spotify, Apple Music, or all the streaming platforms to check out, you know, my playlists. And also follow me on my Instagram, my Twitter, my YouTube, all of that. And you could probably find that in the link below. But yeah, thank you so much. And I will be doing a few more episodes. So please look forward to more of Kevin Wu. Bye. Peace.
Outro. Thank you for listening to K-Pop Daebak with Eric Nam.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.